الذي أنزل مد الذي أنزل. So why we have مد here? Because we got the ya before the hamza. Whenever we have ya or waw or alif before hamza in Quran, we should do it longer than usual. We should say
ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Ibrahim Muhammad. Inshallah, today we are going to learn some tajweed tips reading the first ayah of Surah Al-Kahf. Let's start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله. We need to know that the lam here is sukun, so we have to say الحمد. الحمد. Some people are saying الحمد. الحمد. It should be الحمد. الحمد. الحمد لله لله. We should pronounce the alif here in the word لله. Don't say الحمد لله الذي. لله الذي. الحمد لله الذي الذي. We don't say الذي. Z. Look at my mouth. We don't say الذي. We say الذي. The.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل
الذي أنزل مد
الذي أنزل.
So why we have مد here? Because we got the ya before the hamza. Whenever we have ya or waw or alif before hamza in Quran, we should do it longer than usual. We should say
الذي أنزل على.
A very important thing here. When we have more than one or two fathas right after each other, like this. أنزل. Lam is fatha. على. عين is fatha. The second lam is fatha too.
أنزل على.
So don't say أنزل على. أنزل على. You got three fathas. You have to pronounce all of these three fathas. You have to say
anzala ala.
See? Three fathas. Let's say it again. And just note this.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala.
La ala.
الذي أنزل على عبده.
عبده. Don't say عبده. عبده is wrong. عبده. قلقلة.
عبده. أنزل على عبده الكتاب.
ألف. When you see ألف, say it, say it. Many people, they are missing, they are dropping these alifs. They don't say الكتابة. They say الكتابة. الكتابة.
أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. له عوجا.
When you see this small tiny wow after the ha here, له, you have to say it.
وَلَمْ يَجَعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا.
We don't say لَهُ عِوَجًا. لَهُ عِوَجًا. No, we say
لَهُ عِوَجًا.
Wherever you see it in the Quran, you have to pronounce it.
لَهُ عِوَجًا.
But with only one case. If you will connect the two words. If you will stop, you say لَه. If you will connect, you will say
لَهُ.
Let's say the entire ayah.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا.
جزاكم الله خيراً. See you inshallah in another video. السلام عليكم. eQuranCircles.com. Read the way was revealed.